The Reds trying to snap a 7-game skid and play the role of spoilers, taking on the Brewers, still fighting to get in the playoffs, and nothing like a little cornhole to get things started outside Miller Park before the game. Pick up the action in the first, Joey Votto facing Brandon Woodruff.
Here comes Woodruff, and this one hit in the air to right and deep, and this one is going to give the Reds a 1-0 lead. No sooner said than done. That guy has had some huge days here at Miller Park.
Pitch to Barnhart. That is driven into right field. Santana can only watch this one. It's into the second deck, and it's another solo home run for the Reds. Barnhart hits his 7th of the year, and now it's 2-0 Cincinnati. 0-1 pitch to Schebler. Ground ball back up the middle, a base hit. That will score at least one as Phillips fires in. And that will make it 5-0 Cincinnati. Schebler with RBI number 66.
Now the 2-2 struck him out swinging on a pitch in the dirt off the outside corner.
Here's the pitch. Line drive caught by Jeanette at second base. Aguilar hit a rocket but right at Scooter. And that will end the Brewers half of the 7th.
The Brewers fall to 2.5 back of the Rockies for the second wild card spot in the NL. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
There was not much going, and Brandon obviously ran into trouble in the third inning, and they swung the bats well, and we brought a bunch of guys in the bullpen that did a nice job, but Bailey he pitched a good game. He's pitched a couple good games against us. I know he's not having a great season, but he's obviously a he's had some pretty big success in his past, so he's pitched a couple good ones against us.
Did his hit, Craig, seem like a big play in the game to keep that inning going after the homer?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think any big innings in the National League often revolve around the pitcher getting on base. Obviously that spot is, you got to make that spot an out. It removes a lot of big inning potential, and so certainly the hit from him, and then they turn the lineup over and it gets tough.
With Woodruff in the third, was he just struggling to get a feel for off-speed stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I thought his off-speed stuff was probably what gave him the most problem today. The first two home runs were on changeups, I believe, and I think it was just slowing the hitter down today. He had trouble doing that.
The Reds have been tough on you guys, haven't they? I mean, it's the team that, the standings don't show they're having a good season, but they've been rough on you guys, especially in September.
You got to earn these wins. And tonight, we didn't do much, kind of on both sides of the bus, at least starting pitching and offensively, we couldn't. We didn't do well enough to, give ourselves a chance.
Craig, that send is Eddie making the right play when he sends Travis?
Well, look, I mean, I think we have to be, the score obviously matters, and we got to be cautious there. He made a perfect throw, and that's what it took. It's two outs. So obviously nothing's guaranteed after that with two outs, and we're always going to be more aggressive with two outs. But when you're down 6, it's obviously it costs you.
Eric Thames had to leave the game after fouling a ball off his foot. He talked afterwards.
Whenever you have the guard, it always hits where the guard isn't. So if I had a bigger guard, it'd probably hit my toenails or something. So sorry.
Think you'll be able to play tomorrow?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see tomorrow. I'm going to ice again when I go home, and we'll see how the swelling is and putting pressure on it, that sort of thing.
He said at least not broken. I don't know if that's a consolation prize when you're in so much pain.
Well, yeah, I mean, just like, tomorrow it's another story, so we'll see. I have to flatten out my swing a little bit, hitting too many balls off my foot, so.
Erica, how do you explain a game like tonight, like the circumstances, just kind of weird?
Yeah, I have no. It's one of those things, oddly enough, it happens in baseball, but we hit balls at guys and we couldn't really get guys past second or third, so I come back tomorrow and get them.
You see Homer Bailey so many times too. Was he any different tonight?
You know, you know, he has really good stuff. I know he's had some injuries over the past few years. But yeah, you know, his split's good. He has a good cutter. And, you know, he was getting in on us pretty well. So, yeah, tonight he did very well. So, got to come back tomorrow, like I said.
For you guys now, Eric, it's, you know, it's officially wild card or bust now. Is it like you have to win every game, do you figure?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like that a week ago, you know. But, you know, every time, you know, the Rockies play, they're on the TV. I know tomorrow they have an off day. So, you know, it's must win. We have to. You know, all of us were packing for 10 days, you know, so we're not going to just kind of be happy with going to Arizona. But you never know, we can go to Colorado as well.
Brandon Woodruff takes the loss, allowing 6 runs in 2 1/3 frames. He talked after.
It's very disappointing. You always want to go out and give your team a chance to win and get deep in the ball game. And there in that third inning, I got myself in some trouble. I thought I made some decent pitches, and the ball just didn't, you know, fall where I wanted it to. And some balls just got through the hole, and, you know, that happens. But you just, you know, you keep trying to make good pitches and push on.
The home runs were on change-ups, right?
I mean, not really. They're aggressive, you know, OO, and especially those two guys, Barnhart and Votto, and tried to get a change-up over, but just left it up right in the middle of the plate. And when you do that, guys are going to hammer it.
And then Bailey's hit was rough too, right?
Yeah, that kind of just, you know, set the tone for that inning, and you try to wash it away and work out of that inning, but things just kind of spiraled from there.
Have they told you, Brandon, whether you for sure get one more?
I haven't heard for sure, no.
If it, you know, who knows how this is going to go for the team? You need some things to happen now. If this was your last start, is that going to gnaw at you?
I mean, obviously it will a little bit, but you take it for what it is, and you learn from it, and you work your butt off, and, you know, you get better.
Brandon, this loss happens in June, and you fight another day, but does it feel like it's really?
Yeah, it stings a little bit more, you know, when, especially at the end of the year in this type of race, and you're trying to go out and you know, give your team a chance to win. It hurts a little bit more for sure. Yeah.
How do you view what the team faces now? Just kind of have to win every
day? Oh, man, we can do it. You know, Colorado goes to L.A., and that's a tough team. So, you know, we're going to come back tomorrow and get ready to win these next 4 games here, and, you know, we'll get ready to make the playoffs.
The series against the Reds concludes on Thursday. Brent Suter on the Hill.